Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Okay. Done.
We actually are kind of used to you starting like that, you know, the candid starts.
Start candid?
I was just mentioning it's sometimes nice to know about what time you're going to be starting.
Right.
It's about now.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's been about now. So, welcome to Front Row Geeks, where Kelsey is doing something.
I'm using my brand new Cricket.
Cricket. Wireless?
What is that?
It is Bluetooth compatible.
I was going with the phone company.
Wait, really?
Huh?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah. I have a Cricut. It's a printing cut. Well, it actually doesn't print, but it has a feature that print then cut. So you print it on your computer, and it has like these three bracket kind of things, so it knows where to cut it. But it cuts stuff. It scores. It can write with a pen. And you can create cards and whatever banners. And I'm going to do the Front Row Geeks chair banner. I'm going to cut this out right now.
That's cool. Does it make a lot of noise?
I don't think so. I don't remember, honestly, what it sounds like.
That's what Hefley's takeaway from
shit.
That was.
I did not put this on the right.
Well, because, I mean, if it makes a lot of noise, we may have to hold off on starting the podcast.
We've already started. It's too late.
I know, but we may have to hold off.
You guys saw me.
Oh my god.
It's true.
It's okay. Kelsey is being this way because she's cursed.
So anyway,
we opened this room that is scary.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I still...
I don't understand.
Like, the curiosity is trying to overcome my fear of heights. But, like, I really want to see what's in that door. I wonder if somebody's actually in there.
See, is that too loud?
No, I guess.
It is picking up.
It's picking up on the thing. No, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not like super loud. But no, I wonder if there's somebody in there. Because there was a light on.
It's creepy. No, he turned the light on. Or it was like a light sensor.
Also.
Oh, and it turns the one upstairs too?
Also, this place is locked down when I get here.
There was a light up.
Yeah, up.
Oh, creepy.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I want to go up there. I wonder if somebody's in there.
Earlier there was like this huge sound. I don't know what it was, but
it was totally there's a dude living up in the rafters up here.
The evidence I have to the contrary is that the alarm was on when I first got here.
Oh, wait a minute, I did hear the alarm going off earlier. When I walked into what's it called? The barrio, thank you. The restaurant, you know what I'm talking about.
I wasn't sure where you're going with it.
When I heard the alarm going off, and I was like, oh, I guess the alarm's going off. And I didn't forget.
But it clearly wasn't going on when we got here.
Totally ignored it and didn't tell us.
Yeah, I forgot to tell Eddie. Wait a minute, so that means there's probably a dude up there.
No, it's fine.
There's probably somebody up there.
Why does it have to be a dude?
Could be a chick.
So I wonder if she's hot. Start this?
Really?
Why don't you go talk to her?
What?
Can I start it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let it do its thing. It's not that loud.
I thought there was like some techno beat dropping in just a second.
So this could be our Blair Witch episode where, you know, this is what people listen to.
We may be dead.
Hello, stranger in the other room.
Okay, you see? He's calling out to the stranger. We're just not doing that.
I don't want to die.
I totally bet you. If there's nobody up there, then this place is haunted. There's a ghost. That's why the motion sensors were picking it up.
But it was built in 1952.
Okay, not a ghost. Never mind. An alien.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in ghosts. I believe in aliens.
Okay. Gosh, Kelsey. We can't talk about anything like this.
I know, seriously. So much noise.
I don't know if I can handle this anymore.
Okay.
Okay, can we go? Because I'm...
So, what were we going to talk about? Because there's a couple of things that I wanted to bring... A couple of topics that I want to bring up.
Of course you
first...
did.
Here, well, let me start with this, because this thing will be short. Because I want to make sure we get to this.
Get to this real quick? So he doesn't care about you, man. It's okay.
Everyone, do your taxes.
I'm waiting.
I've already done my taxes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
You've done them for
me. You've done my taxes.
You haven't done your taxes.
Oh, okay. I'll get mine.
We still need to do that.
Well, I just need to email. I mean, I just need to confirm.
Yeah.
That I. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I'll do those.
you listener need to do your taxes. We only have a week before tax season. Brought to you by your tax pro me.
Friendly tax preparer. Okay, anyway, so that was your quick thing?
Yeah, that was your quick thing.
Okay. Right, well, the first thing I wanted to start off is really big news, at least for people who watch football. Twitter just picked up the streaming rights for the NFL, for Thursday Night Football. So every Thursday night, Twitter will be doing this streaming of the games.
Nice. How is that going to work?
Which the reason why I bring it up is because why the hell Twitter?
Sponsorship?
What media form does Twitter have other than Instagram or Vine? Is it Instagram or Vine?
Or
is
it both? I do not know.
Okay. Instagram or Vine that handles video. And not just video, but like 5-second video. Twitter was all about being short, sweet, short, to the point, you know? But there's a lot of like more respected streaming services sites, like for example, Yahoo, which a lot of people loved Yahoo's streaming of the NFL last year. And that's being just kind of tossed away.
So I would think, just top of my head, that they're doing this because... They're doing for the advertising. And Twitter's going to get a lot of people, maybe even some people who have never used Twitter before, now going to visit their site and be going, what's this thing? What's this?
Well,
what's
where are
this?
They going to host it? And why didn't they put it on freaking YouTube?
Because YouTube didn't buy the rights.
I know. It's stupid.
It's
dumb.
It's whoever bought the rights.
But they only bought the rights for $10 million. You think Google or Yahoo or any other company couldn't have put up the front to pay $10 million to get the NFL?
Obviously, they didn't want to. I don't know what to tell you.
Either way, it's really, it's kind of mind-boggling to me that Twitter was the one.
I guess I would ask, is it that hard to host a video, a streaming video? And if anybody's an expert, why not Twitter, who handles thousands of servers probably to host their entire network? They probably have experience with this kind of stuff.
With streaming video? With live streams?
Well, I don't know about live streams. That's
gonna be exactly. They have absolutely no experience in live streams.
They don't?
That I can think of, no, because all of it's Instagram and Vine, which are pre-recorded.
Yeah.
And then shared. But, I mean, I don't know how much of a hot
They're going to upload the game 5 seconds at a time.
Oh, man.
Every play is 5 seconds.
Seriously.
Well,
so that's...
Well, that speaks to now, you know, because Twitter, the kind of one of the hotspots of the internet, is now kind of stretching beyond the boundaries of the internet and now being incorporated to everyday life and has enough money and influence to say, NFL, I will host you on Thursdays. That speaks a lot
about
about how far they've come.
Ooh, look at that. Sorry, we're being interrupted.
More ghost stuff? Oh, cool!
Everybody look at what we're looking at.
More ghost stuff.
Don't worry. I'm going to Instagram.
For the viewers at home.
For those watching the whole game.
But it came out pretty well, though. Oh. Don't you think?
Yeah, it came out cool.
Did I post the little thing, the picture that I took the other day of one of my customers paid me with a $10 bill?
On the back of it said
Doug fucks chickens?
That is so random. Somebody actually, that's
yeah,
how
that's
you
how
got
I got
that?
The bill. Like, I was
I had,
the
like,
money.
The whole time I had a review and my brother going, who the hell is Doug?
and of course, my brother
made the connections. Like, is he talking about the Doug we watched on Cartoon Nickelodeon? He fucked chickens?
No. No, like, this.
Oh, no!
This customer handed me all this like this money and everything, and I'm counting it out, and he goes, "Oh, I forgot about that."
I was like, sorry,
"What?
Sir.
What did you forget about?" He's like, "That $10 bill."
that bill, bro.
One of my buddies gave it to me, and I was like, "This $10 bill?" He's like, "Yeah." And he'll like flip it around, and so I flip around, and it says, "Doug fucks chickens," and it's so angrily written too.
It is. It's horrible.
It's like scratched in there. Like, this guy was like did not like this Doug character.
Apparently not.
Or he hated that or show.
Maybe he was Doug and that was his confessional. Like Dollar Bill confessional.
Was his secret obsession about chickens.
Imagine that if that's how confessional was done, you just write it on a dollar and give it to somebody.
That's how it was back in the medieval times.
Yeah.
That's how
Catholic Oh, boy.
I'm Catholic. I can totally make fun of them.
Hey, I'm not Catholic. I can totally make fun of them.
I went to Catholic school. I can totally make fun of them.
I was raised Roman Catholic, so I can totally make fun of them.
We all can make fun of it.
I'm Mexican and Irish. How am I not Catholic?
I don't know.
That's the strangest thing.
My grandparents worked for the Catholic Diocese of San Bernardino, but I'm not.
Ashley, we take alcohol every week. I mean, you're missing out, man.
You're missing out, bro.
Do you mean I can drink in church?
Yeah, totally fine.
All right.
I don't know why more people don't do it.
In case you didn't know.
It's supposed to be the blood of Christ, but I mean, if that's the blood of Christ.
Holy crap.
That guy must have been drunk all the time. No, I'm kidding. That's bad.
I'm kidding. That's
cool. Was like,
getting a little into the sacrilegious range.
Sacrilegious?
Sacrilegious, man.
I might even call this episode sacrilegious now. Thank you.
Oh. It's the Judas bar. Sacrilegious. Oh, this was totally going in a direction we weren't intending.
Okay, so
we're fine with it. I'm fine.
We're fine with it.
So there was another thing.
There's plenty of things.
Lots of things.
Okay, yeah, Twitter.
Actually, there was quite a few things that I wanted to bring up.
You did?
Yeah, first off, I posted them all the other day on Slack.
I only remember the streaming. The rest that I had posted up,
the streaming on the Twitter. Rogue One.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Rogue One is important. I saw that and did a lot of squeeing.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, seriously.
Let's
okay.
get into that.
Real quick, we do, because I just saw the other thing that I was going to post about, is
okay.
PlayStation is releasing Remote Play on Windows and Mac now.
Ooh, do tell.
Yes, so PlayStation, because they want to be, Because
they want to be
they
the
can
very
they want to say that anything Microsoft can do, Sony can do better with the PlayStation.
Oh, we're going to have one of these again.
That's kind of how, it's been working.
Capitalism at its finest.
But Sony is actually releasing Remote Play for Windows and Mac. So now if you need to go take a shit in the middle of your game, you can just take your little computer and go in there. And
that's definitely snake away.
Yeah, pretty much. You take a shit and just there you go.
Well, because here's the thing. When you go... Oh, damn it, I did it.
Here's the thing.
I was wondering if you... Because in the recordings... So this is episode 53, everybody. And I've been uploading the last episodes they did while I was at GDC. And I was looking for it. And you were really good about it. But you're back.
Damn it. Anyway... So,
we're gonna make that a drinking game one day.
When you're streaming from like PlayStation or Xbox, when you stream over to Mac or PC, it only comes over as 720p. It doesn't come over at full 1080.
Right.
Because what it's doing is it's letting the it's literally having the PlayStation or the Xbox do all the processing and everything, and then it just shoots over just the video signal across the Wi-Fi. So there's a limit to what that can do. So. Because of that, I don't see any reason why, if you had like a dedicated computer for gaming, like Kage has over here, I don't see why you would want to stream from a PlayStation over to your computer unless you were taking a shit and you couldn't be out by the TV.
Fair enough.
Or somebody wanted to watch a movie and you were wanting to play.
I was going to say, in a household where there are multiple users of the same equipment, that might be where it makes the most impact.
But it's nice because now you can get it on your computer,
right.
Or instead of like having to buy the stupid PS Vita. Although it works better on the Vita.
Mm-hmm.
Living the Vita.
Yeah. So I just wanted to bring that up real quick. Starting to see some pretty exciting things coming out from Sony.
Well, on a similar note, did you hear about the Microsoft and Sony are trying to do the cross-platform
gaming.
Did we talk about that before?
Yeah, I think we talked about it last week.
Oh, it was one of your last week.
It
was one of your episodes. The ones that I missed.
Yeah, we... Wait, was it?
Did we talk about that?
I don't think we talked about that.
I don't
remember. Now we're both like, wait, what?
It had to have been. Or that, or something else.
I don't remember talking about it.
I remember. I wrote a list of things I wanted to bring up from old episodes that I can get a clarification on. But I don't, that wasn't on the list, though.
That was on the list? Is there something random you thought about?
Either way, no, yeah, they're working on doing cross-platform games.
Yes, they are.
Which would be great, because happily how many times have you and I said, dude, you want to play? Yeah! Wait, you have it on what system? Damn it.
Ah, yeah, seriously.
That's why everyone should get a PC. It would just get rid of all of that problem.
But,
see, but it's all about the money. Can't afford a PC. They can only afford a PlayStation 4 because it was essentially free.
But, you GD elitist.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
There are certain first-party games that you would have to purchase a console for.
Certain.
Certain ones.
Like
Kingdom Hearts so far.
Oh yeah, Kingdom Hearts.
Oh yeah. Oh wait, do we get?
Which I that's why I have my. That's why I have a PS4 right now. Just
say
for
JRPGs
that
in general.
Yeah,
right?
JRPGs because no, 15. This reminds me. I'll bring this up real quick since we brought up JRPGs in 15. Well, I brought up 15.
15 is not going to be for PC.
It may be, but we haven't been announced yet. It's going to come out for PS4 first, as far as I know, and I think 360. The Xbox One. Did any of you remember about, oh my goodness, it would have been about 5-6 years ago when they wanted to do the Liberus Crystallis?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, so it was going to be a collaboration of games that would have been all in the same like universe, because all the other games are kind of like they're loosely based on each other with just names and themes. But this was actually going to take place in a universe together, and they would have direct impact on each other. They've changed that since then. But now, with the release of 15, they have a movie coming out, a CG movie. Same people that did Advent Children are making a Final Fantasy 15 movie, which is going to be taking place exactly at the same time as the game.
So that was a prequel.
The story is, you know, the game is based on this prince who's run away. And he has three retainers that follow him. The movie is based on the prince's dad, the king, and what he's going through that, and same exact situation. Mm. And they have Sean Bean.
Ooh.
He's going to be the voice of the king, I believe.
Mm.
So we know what's going to happen.
He's
going to
die. I was like, oh no! The king's going to die.
That's why you can't cast them as characters that are going to die anymore, because it's a spoiler.
So it's
totally
typical.
A spoiler.
Yeah, but, which is why when Game of Thrones came out and everybody was like, oh my god, he died. I was like, you were surprised?
Yeah, you were surprised.
Like, I read the book, I knew he was going to die, but still, they picked Sean Bean. Come on!
Telegraph.
Is there a single role where he hasn't died? Like,
There is.
But one simply just doesn't watch.
There was one
Sean Bean movies to not
what
see
movie
him die.
Was it that Sean Bean? Okay, I'm asking.
You're actually asking?
Yeah, I'm gonna ask Google this.
I honestly do not know which one he actually survived.
Oh. All right, Google. What movie did Sean Bean not die in?
It's gonna be like Divide by Zero.
Oh, there's seven movies.
Out of his entire filmography, there's only seven.
Well, now, how many movies has he been in? What?
Flight Plan.
Don't know.
Percy Jackson and the Olympians. The Lightning Thief. He was Zeus.
Well, he can't kill.
Oh, yeah, he didn't die in National Treasure.
Well, he was National Treasure?
Yes.
I forgot.
Oh, my.
He was the guy who keeps chasing Nicolas Cage around. Yeah.
I need to rewatch that.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
I missed that.
1994 movie called Black Beauty.
Oh, I remember Black Beauty. Really?
The one about the horse?
Troy.
Yeah, the horse. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Troy.
Please tell me he
was in the
Troy.
Was he in the Trojan horse?
I don't know.
Hilarious. One simply just doesn't go in a horse into Troy.
Oh, he's Odysseus.
Okay.
Silent Hill. I don't know how he didn't die.
How he didn't die in Silent Hill.
You mean the horror movie where people die all the time he lived through?
Wow. Well, it wasn't a fantasy base, so that's probably why.
Oh, because he's the only one who stayed at home. And...
Congratulations!
And also Silent Hill Revelation.
Stayed home again.
Stayed home again.
It's like, this seems to work.
He lived through the sequel, too.
That's hilarious.
My Sean Bean sense is tingling.
That's amazing.
So the entire premise is that he's kidnapped by cultists and kept captive in Silent Hill until his daughter comes and gives birth to a dark god. But against all odds, she actually rescues him.
Wow.
His video game counterpart dies, but he doesn't.
Huh.
Wow.
Wow. They're like, come on, we can't have this guy die in every movie he's in. We're going to keep him alive.
He was part of his contract. He was part of his contract.
His contract's like, I need to live. But your character died. I want to live.
I want to live.
I want to live. One simply doesn't go into this movie genre without wanting to live.
You think in his deathbed he's just going to tell everyone, it was inevitable.
It was inevitable. I finally get to play the role that I've always meant to play, my own.
Sorry, how many Sean movies Bean. Have you been in then?
Yeah.
He's probably been in a while. He's been around a while, for a while,
actually. Oh, wow. Okay. So, there's okay. actually, there's now here, since we're talking about this, there's a chart that I found about actors who have died on screen more times. So, for example, Robert De Niro has died on screen 19 times.
Wow.
Leonardo DiCaprio has died 9 times.
Yeah, he does die a lot.
So, you know, you go down this list, there's like Hilary Swank, John Travolta, Ed Harris, Denzel Washington, Gary Oldman, Samuel Jackson dies a lot. And then you reach the top 5, starting with number 5. Hold on. Something Hayuga
Try that again?
Wow. Yeah, was that...
Kari Hiroyuki Tagawa. Oh, wait.
Made famous by...
Is that... Okay. I don't know where this chart is, but I'm going to look this up later to find out who that guy is.
Okay.
And then we'll get
number,
back to it.
Number 4 is Sean Bean. He has died 24 times.
Wow.
Jeez. Poor guy.
See? This is why we have the meme.
Number 3 is Vincent Price.
He's actually dead.
A whopping 33 times.
Wow. History.
Being the king of horror, you had to die in movies somehow, man.
Interesting. True. Number 2, Bela Lugosi.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, I don't either.
Dracula. The original Dracula.
He has died on screen 36 times. And the number 1 actor who has died on screen is John Hurt, who has died 43 times screen.
That is a lot.
It's amazing that you have 43 movies in your belt, but those 43 movies are your death. Wow. Yeah.
Alien is one of the most famous.
But, wow. See, now here's the thing.
Died in V for Vendetta. He died in Hercules. My God. He even died in Doctor Who. That's sad. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. So, like, they basically based off of, like, all of those deaths per his movies, and they came up with a percentage. Sean Bean dies around 30% of all movies that he's in.
God, I would think that
John
would be higher.
John Hurt dies around 43%.
So it's like, so odds are this movie deal you're giving me, die 50-50.
That's on his resume.
Oh, yeah.
On his resume.
I'm really good at dying.
0.32 deaths per film.
How do you get 0.32 deaths? I died a little bit inside. If I didn't actually die, then I died at least a little bit.
That's pretty interesting. They did the math.
Cool.
Statistics, everybody.
Yeah.
I love statistics.
Okay.
That's pretty great.
So I have a bunch of stuff to bring up from previous episodes. Before we go into that,
okay.
Let's go into Rogue One, because that needs to happen.
Oh my gosh.
This
Rogue
looks
One trailer.
Amazing.
Okay. The trailer for Rogue One.
Who is that Grand... It looks like a Grand Admiral. It looks like a Grand Admiral.
But I don't think there's anyone...
He has a cape, and he has the white outfit.
Are you talking about who the actor is?
Not the actor,
the
but
in-character?
Who that is.
I don't think he's an in-universe character.
Yeah,
you don't think he's already an in-universe character?
Yeah.
I think about 90% of those characters aren't like in-universe yet.
So...
Okay.
So I'm gonna let me start with this because I need to mention this before.
Oh boy!
When the trailer for The Force Awakens came out, when they started teasing it, like everybody else, I was really excited. Just because Star Wars movie,
new Star Wars, but we were skeptical. We were really
there was skepticism, but you know me, I'm not really.
I'm
a little optimistic
really
about that.
I know you. You're a fan of the prequels. Okay, go on.
Fine.
I'm not gonna lie. Fine.
Episode one's hard to go back to. That being said, no. But and the movie turned out super awesome. Everything we could have hoped for, I think.
Yeah, almost like it was a new hope.
But I think there was. That's funny. When I saw the trailers for Force Awakens, it felt good.
Yeah,
it did. It was like, okay, this movie's gonna be good. Like, I'm excited, but that excitement is very much trumped by the excitement I felt for this movie.
This
movie just filled me up with like all kinds of emotion. Not like the nostalgic emotion, because that's what it was. The other one, it was nostalgia. But there is no nostalgia for me in this one, because Rogue One's its own thing. It is the idea that we've always, I think, a lot of us daydream all the time. What if we had a Star Wars universe movie without everything else that we've seen 100 times already?
Exactly.
What if that would have come out? And this was it. And it was an amazing introduction to a story that's not about fucking Skywalkers.
What I like about it, though,
not too bad.
What I really like about it is it's going to focus more on the war aspect of Star Wars.
Yes.
It's definitely going to, and from rumors that I've heard, and this is outside of the trailer, this is actual, like, these are pretty valid rumors that are kind of floating around, is supposedly Darth Vader, we're going to see Darth Vader at his full power.
He's going to make an appearance, though. It doesn't sound like he was going to be a major player in the movie, though.
Not as a major player in the movie, but we are going to see Darth Vader apparently go ham. Like, he's just gonna, like, you're going to see Darth Vader at his full power.
Maybe. I mean, here's two things I'd say to that. And this is nothing against that idea, but I don't think that should be the draw. And here's why I think that's not as a big deal as you think you're making it sound. First off, this movie takes place very much before New Hope. Mm-hmm. So the difference between the Vader in this movie and the New Hope Vader shouldn't be that big of a difference. That it really shouldn't. So I'm skeptical about your information.
In A New Hope, Vader was kind of just, I mean, it seemed almost like he was just toying around with Obi-Wan.
Yeah. And there's non-story reasons for that. I don't think anyone thought everyone would be doing aerobatics much later.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's probably part of it. But I would put that out of mind as not a reason to get me excited for it. But if you are excited about that, just watch Star Wars Rebels, and then you get Vader kicking people's ass left
all
and right.
All the time. Oh,
right,
my God.
Right.
You'll get that.
But I'm just saying,
this,
like,
movie won't be about that, though.
No, it's not going to be. The point, and here's the point of the movie is they're going to be stealing the plans for the original Death Star.
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
so,
what this whole thing's about.
Yeah, so which I'm assuming is part of the expanded universe. I think it was like a book from the expanded universe.
We knew it happened because they mentioned them in New Hope.
In the expanded universe, it started with Dark Forces. And any of you play that game? Dark Forces was a game that introduced Kyle Katarn, and he was one of the biggest expanded universe characters that became mainstream because of his popularity. And the first few missions was him retrieving the information of the Death Star.
Right. Now, what we see in the trailer is we see a lot of a female character.
Yes. So we don't know if Kyle Katarn is being completely ripped apart. Or
what I'm thinking is because he's being, you know, because he's normally a stealthy kind of character anyway. Mm-hmm. What I'm thinking is he actually succeeds in stealing the plans to the original Death Star, but he does not succeed in actually delivering it. That's
no, he gave it to someone.
What's her name?
Yep, yeah,
exactly.
So that probably will.
Know that happens.
Yeah,
but a lot of people are saying, a lot of people are confusing it because it's the first Death Star versus the second Death Star, where it was mentioned in the movie. And the second Death Star, that many both end spies died to get the plans. So a lot of people are out there going like, "Oh, we're the both ends."
Yeah, wrong Death Star.
It's like wrong Death Star.
The
dude.
Both ends. The both ends.
But okay, but, so back to that trailer itself.
AT-ATs were days, bro. I'm so excited.
Did see those AT-ATs, didn't you?
Yes, that was like, oh man, this is so badass because that's my favorite.
Those AT-ATs are amazing.
That's one of my favorite things about the original Star Wars is the AT-ATs in freaking Hoth, and you see them. I mean, sure, they were easily defeated by a stupid tow cable, but they were still badass because they were fucking everybody's day up. before the snow speeders came along. And even then, they were still destroying snow speeders. It had to be Luke in a snow speeder that
the Empire still won that battle. I mean, let's be clear about that, too.
Yeah, we also, yes, have to be clear. The Empire did win that battle.
Like, and it wasn't like a, like, we barely won battle. It's like everyone else left battle.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
it's everybody ran away because they feared for their lives battle. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but, oh, man. So, like, this movie is pretty exciting because you get to see, you start to see the background of like when the Empire was at 100% full strength and full capacity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's where A New Hope comes in, where they kind of started losing it, then they gained it back in Empire Strikes Back, and then they lose it again in Return of the Jedi. So you're starting to see that kind of thing, and it's really exciting, especially with those AT-ATs for days.
Did you see Ip Man?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the actor's name, but the guy who plays Ip Man in
the Ip Man
movies, he's totally in the movie. And he's kicking Stormtrooper's ass.
Oh my god, that is him! Oh, that dude is great. Oh,
so what could really add to a Star Wars universe? How about a martial artist?
Yeah, seriously, because how did the Jedi get their training in this, in,
I don't know,
hand to hand combat? They have to know martial arts of some type.
Who knows? And maybe that has something to do with it. But okay, how about
Forrest,
like, Whitaker is in this movie?
Yes, yeah, that's totally what that's I saw that.
Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Young. Wait, no, that's a different movie.
I mean, everyone looks badass.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, like it looks hella cool.
Like,
it looks badass.
And even I saw people like have a fit that, oh my god, another female protagonist, oh my god.
I don't understand why that's a problem.
Okay, what is the deal? Why are people doing that?
This is
2016, damn it. You gotta stop living in your fucking shell.
Stop living in the past.
And if you're worried it's gonna be the same character, immediately we get digging a totally different character than Daisy anyway.
Daisy,
she looks fucking badass.
They show it in the trailer, like, this person could probably kick Daisy's ass. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'm going to enjoy this.
It's just...
Happiness for days.
It's just so good.
Just happiness for days.
But again, I'm really looking forward to see a movie about the Empire at full strength. And we know that in this movie, the Rebels aren't really going to win. Like, if you see anything with Rebels aside from probably the main characters, they're not going to be winning.
So, this question I was going to ask because I can't remember specifically. Other than telling us in A New Hope that we had the plans, did they hint anything about how they got the plans? Details about how they got the plans?
No, in A New Hope, they didn't really say. They just kind of brushed over it. They said, actually, I don't even think they mentioned that they got plans for the original Death Star in A New Hope. The only time they mentioned it was in Return of the Jedi.
Okay. So the same thing, it doesn't exist in New Hope, okay?
Yeah.
I couldn't actually remember if we have any hints about how this is going to go down.
Yeah, we're not going to. But if it's any indication, because...
You're right, though. There's no way this is going to be an easy thing for the... If you were worried that maybe the characters in The Force Awakens had it pretty easy... This is going to be a better movie for you then, because this is clearly going to be a time where the Rebels don't have it easy.
Exactly, because this is going to cover the Empire's rise to glory.
Well, no, they're already there.
Well, they're already there.
They're already there. This is happening. We're talking like this is probably happening maybe a year, a few months before.
This is going to turn the tide.
Okay.
Well, it's going to lead to turning the tide.
Yeah,
because the turn tide is the Death Star blowing up.
Yeah.
Everything else before then, it's just like a shit show.
But I think we're going to find a lot more about the Empire in this movie than a lot of
they have to do an infiltration, right?
This is an entirely infiltration movie.
So we should almost start taking the
Rebels were hit and run, guerrilla tactics the entire time.
So we should start Deadpool. There's that shot of all the main characters and like that one.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of them are going to die.
Well, this is Disney. So none of them.
We lost Han Solo in the last Force Awakens movie.
Well, okay.
And they blew up a whole galaxy. They blew up a galaxy.
They blew up a star system.
Forgot. Disney doesn't worry about killing people. They just worry about showing blood.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're right. How many of those characters are going to die?
Exactly.
That's the thing. I don't know why I completely forgot about this. Because, like, freaking... Look at it, like, or why I mentioned, like, oh, it's Disney. Nobody's going to... I'm stupid. Big Hero 6. Have you guys seen Big Hero 6?
Of course, yeah.
What the fuck? Yeah. Seriously. Ah.
Lion King?
Freak. Ah.
Yeah, what are you talking about, Heffley?
I know. I'm stupid.
Disney doesn't kill characters.
Up. Where they give you 5 minutes of where you love this person, and you love this, and then
crushed.
Dead. And you're just...
And it takes you into the very end to recover it.
I know, seriously.
What happened in the movie? What happened in this movie? Boy Scout.
You can't recover in that movie because Up is sad for all parties involved.
Right, it is.
Especially all the characters. Because
still a better love story than Twilight.
I like Twilight.
I know you do.
Nope.
That's why I said it.
I like the books.
It's
I don't mind the
it's
books,
a
but the
far
movie.
Superior love story than Twilight. I mean, that's like saying
right.
That on this picture on the wall that this woman and this train have a better love story.
It does, actually.
Twilight, which, yeah, it probably does.
A woman and her train.
You see the way that woman is eyeing that train.
Absolutely. I would be eyeing that train, my God.
Chew,
motherfucker.
Wow.
That's if Bruce Willis was, you know, the woman.
Just had a little bro moment.
Choo-choo, motherfucker.
I might have to revise my earlier statement on what
this is. Christmas. This is Christmas in Mexico, and that's being played by Bruce Willis. Yeah. So.
Have I ever shown you guys the Thomas the Tank Engine raps?
Mm-mm.
So what people do online is they splice the Thomas the Tank Engine they cut the Thomas the Tank Engine music, and then they dub rapping famous rappers over it. So they'll have like Biggie Smalls, and they'd be like, "You'll be freaking rapping over the Thomas the Tank Engine."
Jeez.
Wow.
Come on. I might have to look that up later.
Yeah, I'll show you a video after we're done.
Okay.
Once we're done.
Okay, but anyway.
So let's take a quick sidestep before I get in, because there's two more topics that I have actually three are game related. But the next thing I need to cover is stuff that we covered in previous podcasts that I wanted to get clarification on.
Sweet. Let's
two very
that.
Important things.
Okay.
So, I already did an episode on this when I did the GDC episode. I talked about the GDC Microsoft party.
Okay.
But I just wanted to get clarification because when you guys recorded the 50th episode, that information was still coming in.
Yes, you talked about the Microsoft GDC thing?
Yeah, okay. Dave and I talk about it in our GDC podcast. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, you had a special GDC podcast. So
yes,
we listened to that one.
We were not invited to that.
Sorry.
We weren't invited to GDC.
That's true.
It's not like I would have done anything there. No. Like,
you can sign up next year.
Sure, we'll look
into it.
We're getting Kelsey to sign up.
We'll look into it.
It'll be amazing.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to
go. No, I don't think I'll go.
I mean, what's the point? Why would I be? Okay, anyway, continue.
I said you could.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, anyway. I just need to see if I need to clear anything up, because there was still, like, ambiguity about what was coming in. Uh-huh. But, because that went a lot of different directions. And actually, there's something we're going to talk about next week that we're actually going to...
Oh, were we going to talk about the Nintendo thing?
Yeah. And we could. I'm bringing it up here slightly because it has to do with a former Nintendo employee named Allison Rapp.
Turns out a person that Nintendo paid to be pretty was actually being paid to have sex. Right?
That's one way to put it. But this is why I said we probably need to be sensitive about it and wait until next week to talk about it.
I'm sorry.
Jeez.
Sensitive is not my style.
No, it is not.
Which is why we need the research.
We're going to be researching.
Okay, it's rumors as of now, right? Rumors? Or is it like actual fact?
This is why I would bring it up and kind of coincide with the Microsoft party, because it kind of has to do with how certain aspects of the internet tend to respond to this kind of stuff. In this particular case, a certain community's perspective on why she needed to be ousted and defiled, or whatever word you want to use, versus why Nintendo let her go, are two different reasons. And that's going to be part of the conversation next week, probably. And maybe we'll learn a little more, because I don't think Nintendo's really going to say anything about it. They
probably
wanted it
not.
To be very respectfully quiet about
the
whole thing.
News will come out. people will dig.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So, but that's something we can get into a little more. Because it has a lot to do with Gamergate.
Oh, yeah.
What?
See, this is why I wanted to bring up the Microsoft thing. Because I think it was you and someone else who didn't know what Gamergate was last time when I was re-listening to the podcast.
Yeah, me.
Oh, okay.
I definitely didn't know because I'm like Gamergate.
Yeah, okay. So, but here's the quick and dirty of what Gamergate is.
Real quick.
Gamergate is basically just started as a response to a video game developer named Zoe Quinn. I think I got I got her name right?
I don't remember either. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, I've seen her actually talk at GDC. She's pretty well respected in the indie community as far as like her games and making them and being part of the growing community there. So, at some point, some rumor was actually dating like a journalist, like a, not Kotaku, but in that level of like journalist.
Mm-hmm.
So, for some reason, that spawned rumors that, oh, well, that's why people would care about her games. She's sleeping with the people writing about her games. And it escalated from there. Basically, people trying to look up, people hacking her stuff, hacking her phone, taking like pictures not meant for public eye, attacking her, sending her death threats, stuff that's happened to other women, but in her particular case, a whole movement started to like go against her, and people who the Gamergate group thought were similar to her, basically, oh, these women who are ruining games for us,
yeah,
and getting in with people using their sexuality. Are you with me here so far?
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
Questions, comments, concerns?
It's a lot to take.
My thought on that
is,
so who cares?
Well, that's sort of the reasonable.
Who cares about what she's doing or what the Gamergate's doing?
What she's doing.
Okay. Just clear.
Yeah.
Okay. That's. I should clarify that.
Yeah, I kind of know what you mean, but let's just clarify
that. What Gamergate is doing is pretty fucked up.
Yes.
Like, why would you do that?
That's been the conversation for like the last like almost 2 years, because this started 2 years
ago. Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah, this has been going for 2 years.
It started two years ago,
and it's still kind of.
Let me.
That same Gamergate. So yeah. What's going on now?
So, well, for one thing, you know how this still affects real world things. Is that at GDC, like I said, she's a speaker, and other people like her also still speak. You know, women developers who are trying to make a name for themselves. You know, and I hope this is public knowledge. I hope I'm not giving something away that I shouldn't have. But they actually, the conference actually posts security during the talks that she and her associates are at.
Hmm.
Specifically because there's a real world like threat to her.
That's crazy.
And sometimes not even active, just because it's because threats have been around, that the idea that security needs to be there to protect these video game developers. They are
ridiculous developers.
And this is how they have to live, because they are afraid of one person going too far.
Because she was going out with one person.
Did they think
she was sleeping with every damn thing?
Well, that's what people started snowballing it into.
Yeah.
Is that, oh, well, basically people said, oh, her games suck. How is she getting pressed? Oh,
so
she must be sleeping with those people.
Yeah.
And
that's
snowball.
So dumb. Why would you care? What does it matter?
Why does anybody care?
Because
do you like the game? No. Yes,
yeah.
Or no?
Well, long story short, that's where it's come. And thankfully they are a loud group, but it seems like they're a minority amongst most people. But they're loud enough that, you know, people still feel threatened by them. Particularly female developers feel threatened by this for probably good reason, because when someone hacks your phone, puts your pictures out on the internet, and writes you letters to your house telling you they're going to rape and kill you, these are the kind of reactions one would normally have. Is, you know, some disturbing level.
It's
of
a very it. Sad thing that is ruining our
so
gaming community.
How does that translate a little bit into
just
Microsoft the Microsoft
women
party?
For it, but it's really them.
Yeah,
seriously. Yeah. It really is.
So the Nintendo thing we'll get into next week, because we're going to actually research this and come in educated, because this has a lot to do with what happened to this lady over the last few months, which does have something to do with what we learned about the last couple of days. It does and doesn't, basically. But as far as the Microsoft party goes, not really a Gamergate thing, but the reason why a lot of the there's a lot of backlash against something like Gamergate for more than just the obvious reasons, is because something that happens at these Microsoft parties, that, yeah, well, first off, there's a time and place to have, like dancers on a stage, and, you know, they're doing their thing.
Right.
A lot of the complaints that came out of that, at that Microsoft party at GDC, was that maybe your networking social event at Game Developers Business Conference was not the place for such a thing. And that's really the what caused any kind of upset toward the event.
Okay.
And that's really what that was. And we explained that.
And it was just people being like hippies?
No, well, no.
At that point?
No, because the way I see it is that I think there are a lot of people who aren't offended of just the idea of dancers. But the idea was that maybe that wasn't the place for it.
Yeah, I mean,
because it was a Microsoft sanctioned business social event at the biggest developers conference, not a public event necessarily, but a public event for developers where you go there to network and like communicate and talk business to people and like exchange business cards. Maybe that's not the place for that. If for no other reason, and this is the perspective I think a lot of women probably take with it. And Kelsey, you're probably the only one who can back me up to see if I'm even remotely right about this, is that while you as a woman might not have a problem with the dancer up there, because, I mean, it's their job, it's their position to be there, what makes it hard for you as the business person there to do business is that you're talking to, you're likely talking to men who are in charge of deciding whether you get a job at their company or not. And they, at that moment, are going to be distracted by the objectification of your gender mere feet away from you. And the idea is that how can most men take you as seriously as they probably should when we're in a place that's literally objectifying women a little bit to the left, when they want you to take them seriously at their job and who they are as a working professional. And that's really the idea behind that.
That was a pretty long heaven.
Yeah. Does that make sense? I mean,
it makes a lot of sense.
But it's a big problem.
I mean, and let me just be as clear as possible with this: if those dancers didn't do anything wrong, they were just doing their job. And if you're into going dancers, even go to strip club, that's your prerogative. That's what you can do that. And yeah, we're not going to shame that.
I thought GDC. I should know. Like GDC should be a lot more business.
Yeah.
But regardless, it is kind of stupid that this attitude exists to begin with. This whole you're a woman, I shouldn't take you seriously. Even if there was something going on with women,
It's not
a good attitude. It's just not a good way to approach anything. And then a lot of times, I will say, like, assuming things like that just kind of throws everything askew. So, I mean, Microsoft should learn from that and not do it again. But
hopefully.
And I think that's pretty much what everybody wants.
That's the end of it.
Yeah. That really should be the end of it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything more to it than that.
Like, I know there was a lot of people who were, like, in a fit about it. And it's like, why are you going to be... You don't need to go be in a fit about this. Just... Say, hey, we don't want to do this. Okay. You know, it should be as simple as that.
It should be, yes.
And I think, given the fact that it was a week ago, I don't think it's as hard-hitting as it was before it is today.
Yeah.
I'm only bringing it up now because it was just something that got brought up on the podcast and wanted to get full clarification on it.
Yeah.
Clarification. But like, other than that, I think, for the most part, Microsoft said, okay, yeah, maybe that was a bad idea. We'll... Noted.
Good.
Thank you.
Noted.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that's exactly what should happen. So.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's enough about that. We'll get into a deeper conversation with the Nintendo stuff next week.
Okay.
That'll probably be pretty interesting.
Once more light gets shed on the situation, mm-hmm. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. And actually, I'll let you know personally after we're done recording what I've been hearing on that lately, so that we can start on that for next week.
I'm on Reddit. I'll see it all.
Okay. So with that.
There. Plus opinions on both sides.
Yeah.
Because
there's
one thing that they do.
Ooh. So that's the second thing I wanted to bring up that I remember hearing from the podcast.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
How do you guys not like the Virtual Boy? I love the Virtual Boy.
Wait, oh, the Virtual Boy? Because it's the Virtual... Of course you would like the Virtual Boy.
I own
Boy.
A Virtual Boy. My parents bought.
Of course you would like
it. It's one of
it.
The only consoles I ever got that I didn't have to ask for.
I think we literally explained it well enough. Well enough. How many games are on the Virtual Boy?
14.
There Warrior Land was the best.
Done.
I still wish there was a game like that, and there isn't.
There probably, I mean, we've got the Oculus Rift. There's probably going to be a game.
A Warrior Land game? That's what I meant.
Yeah, probably.
I love that game, and there isn't one like it.
They'll probably remake it if Nintendo.
It had power up hats. Okay, it was awesome. And just don't see that anymore.
It was so dumb.
That was it. That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, yeah, but either way, the Oculus Rift is, again, probably just as dumb.
We might have to bring that up again.
Ooh, there's actually a cool... I don't remember what it is, and I'll have to find it later, but there's actually a really cool product that's supposed to be coming out that's going to be not as painful looking, but it's going to be similar to, from Futurama, the iPhone in Futurama. There's a product coming out that's supposed to be similar to that.
Like Why would contact it be painful? Lens? What?
No, like glasses, but you can set up... Have you seen Futurama? The iPhone episode of Futurama?
No, not that episode.
Where they like jam like something in people's eye and it creates like a hologram in front of their eye, and then they like you can record videos and stuff like that. It's a
kind of reminds you of Google Glass.
Yeah, okay. Google Glass.
I know what those are.
But they call it iPhone, like EYE phone. Yeah. LOL. So it's you know.
Play on words.
So funny.
Okay, here's another thing I wanted to bring up. Actually, let me bring up one other thing.
Are you sure?
Because Dave and I went to GDC. Does anyone have any more GDC questions?
I don't.
I don't either.
Okay.
Me either.
I figured not, but I just wanted to make sure I covered that.
I also should use the restroom because of that chicken wing.
I'll be right back.
The chicken wing was spicy and it messes up my stomach.
I understand.
Don't get murdered by the ghost.
Oh, no, I will find it. I will actively hunt down this ghost. This ghost will be dead by the end of the night.
Aren't ghosts already dead?
So, I was going to talk about... Wait.
Person living in the attic.
I wasn't talking about Battleborn. Should I just wait for you?
You can wait. Or you can maybe pause it or something.
That's what I was going to do.
I could talk about Russell Crowe, which is only going to take, 5 seconds, but still.
That's okay.
All right.
I want to hear about Russell Crowe.
Yay! Okay, so... my neighbors who have been living in my condo community since the 90s and some even older than that, they just told me, I don't know, a couple weeks ago that apparently Russell Crowe lived in my exact condo where I am currently living in 1994.
Nice.
Because it was during the time when he was filming The Quick and the Dead, which was in Tucson.
Wait, so we've recorded where Russell Crowe
has been
around?
We have recorded where Russell Crowe lived.
Why wasn't this brought up to us before?
Because I didn't know this until a couple weeks ago. But it was super cool. I tweeted him, but he didn't respond back. I was super sad.
How do an answer say when they're like broadcasting live from Russell Crowe Studios in Tucson, Arizona. This is Front Row Geeks.
I was joking with Ross that we would just put up a sign being like Russell Crowe lived here and start a museum.
Make some money. We can make our FRG money.
I don't think my landlord would approve. I wonder if my landlord knows though. I really do. I'm not sure because I figure if she does, she might jack up the rent.
Or maybe you shouldn't tell her.
I know exactly.
Don't tell her.
Plus, in my lease, they say I'm not allowed to have a business. So. Without their written consent.
Superman's dad was here. That's what people will say.
Yeah. So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Ross didn't believe me at first, but I got multiple neighbors to confirm it.
I was telling you before, I think there's nothing wrong with believing that.
There's nothing wrong believing.
It doesn't change anything really. The reason I say that because I myself have one of those somebody told me this story, but there's no way to prove it kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So,
I can prove it. I have multiple witnesses.
I guess you have witnesses. It's more than what I have. Because all I have is my grandfather's story telling me that I'm related to a Mexican outlaw that lived in California.
Yeah, no, see, I verified it with multiple neighbors.
You know the Vasquez Rocks in California? Have you ever been to that part of California? Anyone?
I do not.
I don't think so.
I think Heffley's been to them.
Not the Basket of Rocks.
No. Okay, the Vasquez Rocks are featured in many movies, including the Wrath of Khan.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking
about. Where they fight and stuff.
You mean Arena?
No, not the Arena. Was it an Arena? I actually have no idea. I've never seen the movie, so I don't know if it has extra Arena in it. It's on like a pointy rock that's tall and stuff.
We got a like on our picture.
Yay!
And it's cutting for business.
I think it's where...
In Wrath of Khan, they didn't have a fight. There's all space.
They weren't on a planet at one point?
They were on a planet, but it was not for a fist fight, no.
Wait, no. Now I'm going to look this up. Stop everything.
It was probably from the episode Arena, which I do know what that is.
Maybe it was on a TV episode of Wrath of Khan, and I'm just thinking of the movie.
Wrath of Khan?
I'm looking it up now. What movies okay. that place has been on.
Okay.
Da-da-da. Oh, man, it's a lot of movies. No.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So, this place has been used in Star Trek in 2009. Oddly enough, I didn't know that. Star Trek Generations and Star Trek IV The Voyage Home. I thought there was some other ones. Oh, well, it was used in the TV series, too. So they really use that place a lot, don't they? Huh. Anyway, the only reason I brought that up at all was because apparently that's where my great-great-uncle died. Because that's where they shot him.
Aww.
Or no, they captured him there, and then they hung him.
That's sad.
And the only person that can tell me that has told me the story that I'm related to this person at all is my grandfather, who was maybe 70 when he told me the story. So,
okay.
The moral of that story is that I have no reason not to believe him, and it doesn't really affect my life negatively if I believe it. So I'm just going to advertise that he was my uncle.
No, why not?
And be okay with that.
Yeah, be fine with that.
Well, you know, it's not as crazy as, like, my grandparents telling me that somehow I'm related to Johnny Appleseed, which I got made fun of as a kid because they're like, he's not real. And I'm like, well, I'm just saying what my family said.
Wait, what's the Johnny Appleseed story? I don't remember.
He's one of... It's like Babe with Blue Locks. People equate him to like one of those kind of stories.
Like it's a tall tale type of guy.
But like...
Was he in the movie?
Well, no, he wasn't.
No. But like my grandparents said... You 90s kids will know what I'm talking about. Supposedly I'm related to this person. And I'm like... I was a kid.
Wait, what was Johnny Appleseed's special power?
He didn't have a power. He just spread apples throughout the entire United States.
Yeah. Why is that hard to believe? That's not that hard to do. Well, I mean, it's
back in the colonial era.
I don't know.
You could walk it. I mean, it's still pretty amazing. I'm not saying mundane.
It's not.
But I'm saying it's not exactly like hard. It's not impossible to do. Yeah, I mean, give me the ox guy and his big blue ox. Yeah, I can see that not being real. Like, yeah. If you tried to, like, try to convince me with all your might that was probably a real thing, I would question that. But if you want to, your claim to fame is that I know the guy who sowed apple seeds across the country.
Oh, it wasn't I know, but...
Sorry, I'm related to the guy.
Related to
very,
him.
Very, 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 very distantly, supposedly.
Then I would go like, well, that's cool. Like...
Yeah, no, kids didn't find that very cool.
Well, you know what? Those kids are mean.
They were mean.
They don't have imagination. They didn't watch enough Barney, obviously.
Oh, Barney.
I did. I did a lot.
You watched a lot of Barney?
I
did when I was a kid.
I only had one videotape in Italy, so I just keep rewatching it. And one videotape of Lamb Chops, Play Along.
Okay, that
was adorbs.
I did like that show. I liked it a lot.
I wish I had more TV when I was a kid. Now I had a lot of video games, though, so
that's fine. You have a lot of TV now, though. Don't
yeah,
you?
It's true. I have such a huge backlog. Okay, so Heffley isn't back yet, so we're going to take a pause. So we'll come back after a short break.
Yeah.
Or the ghost.
Yep.
Either way.
Sorry about that, now I'm back.
Oh, what are you playing?
Well, I mean, it's totally something.
Well, he's clicking on it, he's not necessarily playing.
Clicking.
He could just be spectating.
Alright, so, sorry about the break, guys.
No worries.
Alright, we don't...
We talked about Russell Crowe.
The one hot wing,
right?
Well, hot wings just ripped through my stomach like nobody's business.
Well, it's somebody's business. It's your business.
Oh, damn it.
What? Cheers.
I forgot posting the Facebook group. Also post to the Twitter, which went from my Instagram. Already went to Twitter, so now there's a duplicate post.
Okay. Those poor followers of ours.
Well, anyway. Like I said, Instagram can distinguish between FRG Twitter and my Twitter, but it can't distinguish between FRG Facebook and my Facebook. So I tried to put it on our FRG Facebook page, which in turn put it on Twitter again.
10-4. I'm sure.
This is.
There's technology for this. I just haven't researched it, so I apologize to you, business manager Kelsey.
Oh,
it's okay. Hey. I forgive you.
So the other day, I wanted to bring something up super quick as well.
Okay.
The other day, we use a program a lot called Slack.
Oh yes.
And I've seen a commercial for Slack.
I just heard a Slack commercial.
I heard a podcast. It's a really stupid commercial.
Stupid. Slack, get your act together. That commercial was dumb.
You can do better.
You can definitely do better.
Don't slack off.
They even had the sloth going slow trope.
Oh, yes.
It's adorable.
Oh, it was. We saw it at dinner tonight. Well, I did, at least.
I wasn't watching.
We saw it at dinner.
Okay. The next one I want to bring up.
Okay. Got rid of the
This is important because this is something we're all going to have to participate in, I think. The open beta for Battleborn is upon us.
Which one's Battleborn again?
I like how you act like you're super excited, and you're like, wait, what was that?
I'm glad I did the pause.
Am I wrong in confusing it with the new Blizzard game that's coming out?
No, that's Overwatch.
Overwatch, there we go.
Yeah.
Which we could have talked about that, too, because they replaced that butt pose.
Oh, yeah.
Was kind of the funny. Butt pose?
Yeah.
Come on! I know it's just the same. She had a form-fitting butt. It looked nice.
It did the unrealistic. I'm gonna look at you, and you can see my butt at the same time. Yeah, no. Like that's just like.
That's like oh my god!
She's an owl.
Yeah, seriously. It was almost an owl pose.
I had 360 degrees. It's a great pose.
Ah, whoo. Jeez. But anyway. No, but Battleborn is the game by Gearbox, and the specifically the team that did Borderlands, making like a first person shooter championship game.
Now I'm really excited about this because I didn't know it was Gearbox. I say
first person shooter, but like not all the playable characters are like with guns. So like there's a
Oh yeah, that's right. That's with all the different like characters and weapons and stuff that you can use. It looks very similar to Overwatch. I mean, say.
I mean, it might.
Overwatch is a little more cartoon. Like, actually, Overwatch is a little Pixar-y.
It does look a little Pixar-y.
Right?
I agree,
the whole trailer for it was a little Pixar-y.
I mean, other than the cel shadedness, Battleborn's kind of going the same thing, though. Mm. The characters do look like 3D cartoons. They have like a DreamWorks thing going on. Which is fine. I mean, it looks like a great game. But we're definitely gonna have to do the.
It's fine.
I like how he followed up. It's like DreamWorks then following it up with. Oh, it's fine though. We all know.
I like DreamWorks stuff. They're great. Shrek.
Outside of Shrek and How to Train Your Dragon, name a good Pixar. Name a good DreamWorks film.
Kung Fu Panda.
Outside of
Kung Fu Panda. No, there's three. You're done. I gave you three.
Okay, that's three.
They're doing well. I mean, what's one of the shitty ones? I can't think of one.
First Ants.
I like Ants.
Dude, that's so old.
I like that one, though.
But it came out... It was literally Bug's Life, but a shittier version of Bug's Life.
I don't know.
Bug's Life was so much better.
About Ants I really liked. I liked how raw it was.
Okay, Shark Tale.
I didn't watch Shark Tale, so you gotta go.
I don't think I watched that either.
Didn't watch Mouse Hunt. I didn't even know about Mouse Hunt, so it's a bad sign.
The Bee Movie. Jerry Seinfeld. It was like their most advertised movie. It was...
Didn't know about it.
Okay.
Never seen it.
I switched him into the Bee Movie. But it's not bad, but it's a Bee Movie.
All right. Animated films. They have a couple of really good, like, instead of CGI films, animated films. For example, The Prince of Egypt and The Road to El Dorado.
Those are amazing movies.
Yes.
Oh, so good.
Love Road to El Dorado.
Yes, I haven't seen that in forever.
Anyway, so there's Battleborn coming up, and I'm totally going to jump on the beta. The beta for PC comes out the 13th, I think. So I'm definitely going to jump on that bandwagon. PS4 had it available this weekend.
Damn it!
Well, they have it available then, too.
No,
they
got just it early. Remembered.
Oh.
I had the beta for Doom for PS4. And
I didn't play it. And get on that and tell us about it. It's too late.
I didn't play it.
It's too late?
It's gone. Oh. It's done.
You idiot.
Man.
Well, that was last weekend. That was when I was in Washington.
Oh, and you enough. Didn't give it to any of us?
Yeah, you could have done that.
Well, I got it the day before I went.
What is wrong with you?
I'm a...
Ow. And who... Do you have a PlayStation 4?
Yes.
Actually, yeah, right. And Eddie has a PlayStation 4, too.
And so you, does Ross. So,
you son of a bitch.
So, yeah. I could have given somebody Doom.
You failed everybody.
You have failed this city.
Yes.
Well, that's why I said shit.
By the way, you haven't watched Ancient and the Shield? Get on that, man.
We're catching
no,
up.
No, I have not watched
Get on that. It's
Shield.
Amazing. Are you caught up yet?
Okay,
no.
I watched the first couple episodes.
It gets...
I know the general story. I know what goes on. I know
start,
what goes
just
on.
Start watching it post, or like one episode before Captain America comes out, and then start from there. It's great.
Oh, Winter Soldier. I mean, not Winter Soldier.
Civil War. It's the follow-up to Civil War. You need to watch it.
I know I need to watch it.
If you love Civil War that much, I mean, sorry, not Civil War. Winter Soldier, you need to watch that.
Oh, weren't we supposed to talk about Daredevil recently?
Oh, yeah. I forgot. You said that was going to be the next episode.
Oh, yeah, and I finally
because
watched it.
You finished
because
it?
You're
finished
all
it.
Caught up.
Okay. Kage, are you... You need to tell us if we can't talk about it or not. If we can't, we'll save it. We'll save it up.
All right. We'll save it up because
okay.
I have not.
How far are you?
Get on that.
Why? Why are you not looking at me like that?
Because
Mr. I haven't seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
No.
Daredevil
if you
want to
get something fired
in,
just bring up Doom again. Okay. Are you
holding that over your head until that game comes out?
Are you far enough along with it, or are you just
not enough? No.
Okay, then we'll save it. I mean, okay, just initial reaction.
That's fine.
Awesome.
I liked it. I still like the first season better, though.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. I
really.
You made it seem like it was amazing, and I actually. There are more things
maybe,
that
maybe I'm just like super hyped about.
I don't know. There were more things that were less believable in this season than there were the first season. The first season just seemed like super legit.
It's supposed to be. It's supposed to start taking a turn towards the magical side of Marvel.
Yeah.
Did my
just,
rule
all
just
the
weird
all
to
the
me.
Movies
Did my ninja
are
rule
actually starting
make
to
sense
head that
you?
Way?
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess sort of.
Okay.
But
well, no.
I don't know. I really, really liked the first season of Daredevil.
It was a strong, good
right.
season.
It
there's
was
no
good.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I'm just saying there the whole like even the movies that are starting to head towards the mystical side of Marvel and starting to head to that, especially with Doctor Strange coming out pretty soon, and
just Phase 3 all together.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And see, I don't know the history behind all this stuff. Like,
gee,
all...
I didn't know. I thought Thor was mystical enough.
Well, they explain all their mysticism with science, though, or, like, super science.
Yeah.
Like,
you know, like, that. Well, they kind of were focusing more on Hydra around that time frame anyway. And Hydra's more of a, like Eddie was saying, super science kind of thing.
Super science kind of guy?
Yeah.
Like, science so science-y, it's magic.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's basically what Thor's role is to me.
Science is so
science-y. Yes.
So... Okay.
But yeah. No, it was good though. Don't get me wrong. It was good.
We'll,
I still liked it.
We'll do the deep dive on that once Kage is cut up. Because I think it says a lot about what we can expect from that kind of output of television for a while.
I
think it's good.
Excuse me.
I don't even want to say it.
You can't.
Did we mention...
We did, because I just asked her about the rule.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just going to
say... What's the last episode you saw?
The first one.
Okay, then never mind.
Yeah.
I don't think it gives anything away too much, but...
I already know about The Punisher, because that was already spoiled.
No, well, it's spoiled right in the title card.
Yeah.
You see the Punisher's logo
yes,
and...
Yes, 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 yeah.
And I'm not spoiling anything.
Okay, no. I don't know what you're talking about.
And Elektra's, like, in the title card of Daredevil. In that, just right there on Netflix, you see the Punisher's skull, and then you see Elektra's, whatever the...
Psy.
Yeah, whatever they call it. Yeah, Psy. These killer Psy. Yes, Elektra's Psy.
Spoiled? I'm sorry.
In the image?
No, nothing.
It just shows that they're in that, so you know they're going to be in the season.
Okay, we'll skip that, though. Anyway, I wanted to get into Battleborn, but I guess it's... I think we'll have more to talk about once that comes out and we play it. Because I'm totally going to play it.
Yeah,
there's a Mexican wrestler in it. I'm totally all over that.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna have to Mexican wrestler character. I know it's by Gearbox, done by the same people did Borderlands, which I can... Despite the ending of the first game, I still consider one of the best games I've ever played.
I don't like going back to the first game. I can't do it. Second game is awesome.
Borderlands 2 is... Oh, my God.
It's an amazing game.
When you get to Handsome Jack and you're just like, fuck you, Handsome Jack, you sorry son of a bitch. I didn't like Handsome Jack.
I can tell.
But you were made not to like him, though. I mean...
Yeah, but he was much more of an asshole than I was expecting. Like, during the whole game, you're just like, oh, not he's such a dick.
I know, right?
He's such a dick.
Normally he likes to, like, give the thumbs up to the dickhead.
I know, seriously.
Heffley said, no, Handsome Jack, you've gotten too far.
Okay, because...
Pretty much.
He killed Bloodwing! Played with Blood. I had Bloodwing in my, like, he was so cool. And I was like, oh yeah, Bloodwing! Cool, go out and kill people! And then all of a sudden, kaboom, he blows up his head, and you're just like, no, you just fucked with family, Handsome Jack.
That's the real reason right there.
The time we found out Heffley has a heart.
It was for a void.
No, never mind. I'll take that back. I don't.
A void.
A void.
He's going to sit there. I want my void. He's going to sit there with vodka, you know, and just be like, I want
that. Man, when he plays that game in VR, we're going to have to be careful. He's going to start punching things.
He's going
to
start.
You can't. Careful, you're punching the TV. Stop. I'm sorry. I was just so immersed. I thought it was real.
There's actually very few games that I've ever gotten like super, super immersed in.
Is Borderlands not one of them?
Borderlands actually wasn't one of those games.
Weird.
I want to say Bioshock Infinite was.
Yeah, you talk. I haven't finished that game yet, but you talk a lot of that one up, so I can't wait
to
play
it. I love Bioshock.
Yeah. Anyway, so I have one more subject for tonight, but before I get to it, does anybody else have anything they want to talk about?
No.
I'm remembering all the games that I was super immersed in, like the Ace Combat games. Ace Combat 4, 5, and 0 for the PlayStation 2. My absolute favorite game series.
I get it mostly attached to all my video games, so I can't. I mean, we'll be here all day.
That's why you like Kingdom Hearts so much. That is a pretty emotionally attaching game.
You think?
I heard all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, like in The Last of Us? I read a lot in The Last of Us.
Last of Us? Mm-hmm. Oh, I really wanted to play that game.
It's so good.
Bastion. Bastion was a really good one, too. That's a game that you can get it. Yeah, that can get you right in the feels.
Get you right in the pale.
Especially when you go into that one area, like the training area, whatever, and you're just fighting against wave after wave, and it just, like, the further you go, the more of the story, like, his background you hear, and you're just like, oh.
Wait, that's terrible.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh god. What is this world?
Why?
Yeah, that's a really good game. I like that game.
Okay.
Really good music.
So here's the last thing I'm going to bring up tonight then, in that case.
Damn it, it's raining again. And it's probably hot. Really cold. Anyway.
Someone needs somebody's help when we leave.
We'll help. I'm trying to see if it's being picked up in the mic. Okay, that's not that bad. Anyway, so here's the last thing I was going to bring up for today. How do you all know the developer Honeypot?
Nope.
Yes.
I know what a honeypot is.
Oh.
Yes, I know what
Honeypot. It's pronounced Honeypot.
Pop? No, I'm talking about the developer's actually named like Honeypot.
Pot. Yes,
P-O-T.
Honeypot.
Okay.
Are you talking about about that one game?
Yes,
where, like,
that's what he's talking
about. Yes, I know what game you're talking about.
So what's the name of the game then? Because obviously I'm pronouncing it wrong, because I thought it was just kind of...
I can bring it up for you right now, as a matter of fact. It's sad. Okay, it's like the, on the front
goal
page.
Of the game.
It's we all know the goal Cam of the game. Studio.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, well, I was going to bring up the first one too, because
you go for it.
Okay, so backstory to this: there's a channel on YouTube called Game Theory. Really great. You guys should really watch it if you don't have it already. Have you watched
Game Theory?
No,
really good.
I have it on. I subscribed, but then I never
the
actually
game
watched.
Theory
it.
Their videos are great. He does these great videos about just like applying like real world math and physics, or even like in-game world math and physics, solve stuff. It's great. I love the channel. He recently put out a video about dating sims, like this like haphazard like theory that like they're actually based on like real stuff, which for the most part is true in the way in his definition of it.
There's always an exception. Had a full boyfriend is one of those. That's the one where it's the dating sim only with pigeons.
Oh, yeah. Well, he mentions that one, too, in that game. Isn't it? I mean, in that video. Then.
What?
Yeah, you wait. Haven't seen that? Dude, it's great. Anyway.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean, I haven't. Never mind.
Yeah, dating sim with pigeons, everybody. That's the world we live in.
Yeah, dating sim with pigeons.
World we live in. Anyway, so.
I'm good.
Yeah, you're not missing anything. I haven't played it, but you're probably not missing anything.
I actually kind of want to play it.
Tell us how it goes.
Tell how it is.
Look.
So stupid. Anyway,
so because of that video, because I've heard the game before, I think we even streamed it on our Twitch channel a couple times.
You might have, but not me.
Well, not me. But I think Mackenzie has for sure. Maybe David, but I've only heard about it. Never tried it. It's like whatever. It just sounds like a boring game. The way it was describing the video has made it sound actually really intriguing. I'm like, there's no way it's actually this much fluff to it. Like, so I did. I purchased the game and I started playing it.
Okay.
And, I mean, it's not deep.
Okay.
Well, depending on your definition of deep.
Well, in that case, all my definition is not deep at all.
No.
It's just
like... No, okay, so like, for the viewers at home who don't know...
You guys know Candy Crush? You guys know Bejeweled? You guys know, what other games out there?
I know Bejeweled, I don't
well,
know
it's
Candy Crush.
Candy Crush and Bejeweled are the same thing. Let's just keep going.
But
okay.
But that's the game. If you're going to talk about what's the game of this game, that is the game.
No, because
this
it's a dating sim.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it does... Yeah, you're right. It does do the Candy Crush stuff, doesn't
that
it?
That is the game. The dating sim is like the foil around it, where you basically... And this is super shallow. It like, and I couldn't help but think how shallow this was. It was basically there's eight NPCs you try to date
eight
in this game.
Nine female characters.
Nine.
Yep, that's right.
Wait,
the,
I was going
nine.
To get to it. There's actually 12.
The fairy at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's 12 altogether.
Oh.
Or maybe even one.
I don't think you're counting right.
There's 13. Sorry.
There's
no, there's 12. No.
Okay, well, either way... female characters where...
Where you basically try to get in their pants the entire game.
The whole game.
That's the whole game.
And you accomplish that by playing Bejeweled.
Trying to become
your
a sex
goal
god.
Is to, yeah, your is goal is to sleep with every single woman you encounter.
Exactly.
That's
yeah.
the game.
By answering the questions the way they want... Tell them what they want to hear. And playing Candy Crush.
And playing Candy Crush.
And being really good at Candy Crush. You have to be really good at it. Okay. It also didn't help that the same week that I saw this MatPat video, this Game Theory video, another parody video came out where someone played the game role-playing as Vegeta.
Oh my god.
And that was just like...
Oh my god.
At that point, I was like...
That's amazing.
It is. Like, you need to find
it. Because Vegeta doesn't care about women.
You need to look for it.
Not
true.
He cares about his wife.
He cares about Bulma, but only a little bit.
Enough to fight a god of destruction. But
it's true.
Not neither here nor there. Anyway, so yes.
I love
Vegeta.
It's great.
I played the Steam version though, so there's no nudity in it. But basically, there is a version where it all comes off.
Yeah, you have to get it directly from the Japanese website, and you have to learn how to read Japan.
You have to read Japan.
read Japan.
Japanese, and know which random scribbles are the download now button. Or there's a guide on Google.
So,
probably.
So the game is super shallow, by the way. But I guess that wasn't like...
Extremely?
Sounds like it.
Like, basically every... There is no progression in this game other than answering the questions exactly the way the girls want you to answer.
And... Then you sleep with them,
And you're telling, and like even the way they do it is that you'll tell one girl one thing, and you'll like go completely 180 with another girl just to like get the approval, and that's what you need. And besides playing, really being really good at Bejeweled. Like, those are your two ways of, like, winning the game.
That's pretty much. Really and weird.
Until the very end where the god Venus says, hey, you've picked up on 8 women in, like, a month's span. You must be really good. Try to date me now. Yeah. That's what happens.
Wow.
It's like, I'm trying to think what it, like, in a fighting game, well, and you should beat 8 players.
Like, you tried to think of it in a pretty legit way, and you can't, because this
well,
game
is not.
Well, all I could think of was Mortal Kombat. You've defeated 8 people. Now defeat me.
And then now defeat yourself.
That's the only thing that wasn't there. Oh, that's how he started the game. Oh, high five to myself.
That kind of is how games
So.
That's actually pretty great.
So, other than the shallowness, the Bejeweled stuff was fun, and it was motivating. it was fun.
It was extremely motivating.
For the promise.
When I was playing that game, I felt
for the promise
emotionally moved.
For the promise.
I've been single for 5 years, guys. It didn't take much.
Bejeweled.
Oh my god.
Get me invested in the game.
There's
two things. Much to get invested in the game.
The hole is being dug deeper here.
I know, Eddie.
I played the game and I finished it and that was it.
Oh my god. Eddie,
so you say you finished this game. What's wrong with did you finish this game prematurely?
No, I did not.
Here's what you do. You buy yourself a recorder, you record yourself all day, and then you play it back.
I thought I was very careful with my phrasing.
No, you were not.
No,
not at all.
My bad.
If Archer was here, that's what he would say. So we're not paying attention to phrasing anymore.
Sorry.
Are we not doing phrasing anymore?
A new season of Archer is on Netflix now.
Ooh,
too.
Yes, season 6 of Archer,
which is totally random.
Look, I will eventually.
Makes no damn sense.
I have to re-listen to these things anyway before I post them most of the time. So I'll probably hear what I said later.
It's showing everything up after season 5. Because season 5 was kind of a clusterfuck.
Vice, right?
Yeah, which is Archer Vice.
But Vice had like a theme to it. This one is just freaking just random.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an entire episode in an elevator.
Yeah, there is.
Why?
It's called a bottle episode.
No, they're all that. Like, there was not a continuous direction that this season was going in.
It's true.
It was just all fucking all over the place. It was weird. I thought Vice was weird. But Vice was like...
Well, it's more setting up plot points for the next one.
I guess. It wasn't bad. It was just... I don't know. It was bizarre.
Anyway, long story short, you're not missing much not playing this game. But...
So
I'll play Had a Full Boyfriend then.
What?
Had a Full Boyfriend. That's the one with the pigeons.
I keep forgetting. I'm sorry. It's not sticking with me.
I will get that game and I'll report back sometime.
But then as Cocky said, it turns out this... Okay, I only got this game like on Saturday or Sunday. Like out of the whim.
Uh-huh.
It took me like 2 days to finish it. But...
Eddie.
Again, I don't understand how that was bad phrasing. Like, I don't...
Not necessarily bad
phrasing.
Logic
suggests that in a game like that, you take your time and not devote so much time to it.
Two days to beat
it. It is on
borderline. You can go on my Steam and see.
2 days to beat it?
You go on my Steam and see.
Do you really have nothing else
it's
to do?
It's not that we don't believe you.
But then I don't
we
understand.
Do believe you, but that's the problem, is that we believe you.
We love
you
Eddie.
Just, we love you, Eddie, but you really do need to listen to us before you submit it.
Anyway.
But anyway.
So, coincidentally enough, the week that I purchased this game, the same developer comes out with a new game called, Honeycam Studio.
Yeah.
Which is, if you thought the other one was super simplistic and, like, goes nowhere, this one's probably going to be much of the same thing. The only one is this one is probably less eroticized, and there's no like getting into people's pants, so they've done away with that concept.
A sticker on the back.
Yeah, basically it's just like a.
When are you gonna peel that off?
Let's see. Because he doesn't even pay attention anymore.
When are you gonna peel that off?
I know. Right? Like, the stickers on the back of his computer still.
Don't worry, I do that too.
I'm trying to think of what game it's like. Have you guys ever played, like, a video game developer studio or something like that?
Nope.
No.
Or one of those where you just, like, you build, like, a... like, it's almost like Roller Coaster Tycoon.
It's like Roller Coaster Tycoon, except for you have a cam studio.
Yes. Well, Roller Coaster Tycoon is more involved in this.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. I mean, you actually get to build something and, like, set it somewhere.
Well, this is Roller Coaster Tycoon. You can build traps and mazes and things.
Yeah, you can't do any of that stuff in here.
Mazes in front of the bathrooms.
No, you just give your guy.
You get, like, you have the roller coaster with the exit leads into this endless
hire pit of girls despair. For
basically, the objective of this game is that how many fans can you get in 21 days? And your job is to make the girls popular enough to get a bunch of fans. And that's it. That's what you do. And you do that by giving them certain tasks. It's for, like, shopping or being on camera.
Items.
And you mouse over the buildings that they're in, hold down the clicker button, it speeds up time, and you manage it that way. And that's how you manage the game.
Hmm.
It's like resource management.
Hmm.
It's a resource management game. Actually, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
It's a resource management game. That's all it is. With the added bonus that, oh, it happens to be the same characters from the other game. And they're camming, and you know it.
Cool.
And you're in charge.
Let's wrap it up.
That's it. Shallow games. I've played them. There you go. End of story. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. I think we should call it for a night. I mean, Revenge of the Wing is starting to happen over here.
Revenge of the Wing.
Oh my god.
That's a little TMI, Halfley.
I said earlier, I shouldn't have had that wing.
Probably not.
Okay, well, good night. Thanks for listening.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for watching.
Bye.
That was it.
Have a good night, everybody.
Are we doing the 10 seconds of silence thing,
no,
too?
It's no, not.
Oh, it's done?
Because it's not silence.
It's done.
Yeah.
We're done.
Oh, yeah. No, is it done?
No.
Are you done?
No.
Are you stopped?
Uh-uh.
All right, yeah, good. I'm cleaning up now. Guys, stop listening, all right? This is over. It's done. There's not going to be any other thing else.
Oh, my God.
So ready.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.